So now we are looking at a world that, in essence, in your country particularly, but not only in your country, a world that fell asleep. And during that sleeping time, there was an openness in the energy that drew darkness. This is a interesting law of the universe. If you have ever been in a neighborhood where there was an empty house, and it was empty for a long time, even though someone may have been mowing the lawn and the electricity may be on, but almost inevitably, you will find that there are squatters who go about looking for a house in that situation. And I guess it could go without saying that they are not there to make the house beautiful. They are not there to increase the energy of that living space. They are there to suck up everything they can and to take everything they can get. You have had this situation in your government. It is so easy, because we are not close to the power structure, but it is so easy to fall asleep. And so many people fell asleep. And what happened energetically was that the people who entered your house were squatters. And they did not come there to make the house better. They did not come there to increase the value of anything. They came there to take everything that they could, to twist everything that was possible, and to do real harm. And what happens then is that someone buys the house and they say, no, this is our house. We are going to make it the way we want it to be. And so that involves all of the effort that is going to be asked of a lot of you to clean out the house, to move the squatters out, and then to repair what has happened in the house, because there has undoubtedly been damage. And that is what we want to understand about the time that we are in. There has been a lot of time for solitude. And so, in a strange way, you may have been energizing yourself without really knowing that you have. But there's going to be time now when there are houses that need to be cleaned out. And what we want to remember is that anything that is left unattended in life, anything at all, is probably going to draw darkness and negativity. If we looked at that in the general way, we could say, let us say that we neglected the house of exercise. Well, when you do that, your own body will tell you what happens when that house is not taken care of. And this, we want you to be able to look at your life and say, have I left any houses in my life unattended? And if I have, what is it I need to do to bring energy back to it and to bring it back to the place where it needs to be, or even to improve it and to make it better than it was? And so we all have different, shall we say, houses in our lives. But you do not want to go for a long time and leave one house in your life not tended to. The dangers of that are far greater than you might know. We all, of course, are on and off of the path, because, as you know, it is not a straight line up the mountain, lovely as that picture might be. But we certainly can pay attention to the houses in our lives, and we can make sure that we are going to those places and cleaning out things that do not belong there and putting energy in that does belong there. This has been a long and winding road, but we believe you all know that in terms of your government, the wrong people are in the house in terms of their control. So just remember that house cleaning comes to every level of life, every part of your life, the life of your government, and we do not want to neglect any of the houses in our lives. We want them to be full of energy and light and open to service, open to joy, open to the things that are best. Now, of course, we all have our favorite houses, and those are quite easy to keep open and to keep full of energy. But then we have some houses, most of us, that we do not particularly care for. And the thing about this is it is like anything. Even if you have a place in your life and that is not your favorite house, if you visit regularly and make sure that there is light in that house, you can change your relationship with that house over time. And that is something that we see happening quite frequently. The world around you shows you what happens when you do not visit one of your houses. And we are here to remind you that all of them need you and your light and your attention. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel a rain begin to fall, warm, gentle, and let it wash away the time that you have been in that is heavy or conflicted or upset. Give it to the rain and let the rain wash it away. Open your crown and let the rain wash into your body, moving through your body to loosen anything that might have become hardened or hurtful, and let the rain wash through your chakra centers, through your body, releasing it all. Let it flow out through your root. And feel how light you have become. And know that you have returned to your true shape, to the being that you were created to be. Now feel around you that there are feathers, light feathers, and whatever they touch, they move away the heaviness and hold the lightness. So feel them move around your head and your thoughts. Feel the feathers moving to move the heavy thoughts away and coming down around your body. Let the feathers brush away the burden you may carry on your shoulder or your back. Feel the feathers move through all of that and take away that heaviness. Feel the feathers move around your arms so that you are able to let go of things you do not need to carry. And feel the feathers move around your trunk to take away any pressure or disorder in your trunk. Brush it away and feel the feathers move down around your legs. To remove fear about support of yourself or the support of the universe, let all of that fear go. Move into your heart center. And see your beautiful garden. And let yourself remember that every thought that was full of light or love, every help you ever offered, every kindness you ever offered or received, has grown this beautiful place inside of you. Breathe in the air. Drink the water. Become aware of what is growing there. Now open your crown to the golden light of the universe and let it open you to receiving more of what is best for you, highest and best. Let it flow into your third eye to open the third eye and awaken your intuition. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat. And let that golden light clear harsh communication that you may have heard or that you may have spoken or anything that speaks against you. Feel the golden light remove all of that. Let the golden light flow into your heart center, nourishing it, giving it the power to grow new, beautiful things, to increase, to hold love and joy and creativity. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and very gently dislodge the emotions that you do not wish to carry with you, and feel those emotions leaving your body. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light break up any pieces of shame or judgment that might have caught there. And as the center fills, feel those move out of your body and your field. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into the root. And when the golden light comes into your root, allow it to wake up your ability to create, to restore, to grow. And now as the golden light fills your body, let it extend past your body to draw to you what is for you in this time, in this place. Return to your heart center. And know that everything in your heart center is there to nurture you, to heal you, to make you strong and joyful. And see that there is a path that leads upward in your heart center. And walk on that path, but without effort. Rise with ease. And come to a place where there is a beautiful silver lake. And take a moment to see what is sailing on the top of the lake. Find three things that are on that lake. Now see that a gift is coming up, coming to the top of the lake for you. Resting your mind, know the gift. Feel the blessing in this place and take it in. And come back down the path. Into your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. To balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, in your body, open your eyes.